Chapter 21. Satan stood up against Israel, and moved David to number Israel. David said to Joab and to the princes of the people, "Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring me word, that I may know the sum of them." Joab said, "The Lord make his people 100 times as many as they are, but, my lord the king, aren't they all my lord's servants? Why does my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of guilt to Israel?" Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore Joab departed, and went throughout all Israel, and came to Jerusalem. Joab gave up the sum of the numbering of the people to David. All those of Israel were 1,100,000 men who drew sword, and in Judah were 470,000 men who drew the sword. But he didn't count Levi and Benjamin among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. God was displeased with this thing, therefore he struck Israel. David said to God, "I have sinned greatly in that I have done this thing, but now put away, I beg you, the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly." The Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and speak to David, saying, Thus says the Lord, I offer you 3 things. Choose you one of them, that I may do it to you." So Gad came to David and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, take what you will. Either 3 years of famine, or 3 months to be consumed before your foes while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days the sword of the Lord, even pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the borders of Israel. Now therefore consider what answer I shall return to him who sent me." David said to Gad, "I am in a great strait. Let me fall, I pray, into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies, and let me not fall into the hand of man." So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it, and as he was about to destroy, the Lord saw, and he repented of the evil, and said to the destroying angel, "It is enough, now stay your hand." The angel of the Lord was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. David lifted up his eyes, and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and the sky, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. David said to God, "Isn't it I who commanded the people to be numbered? It is even I who have sinned and done very wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand, O Lord my God, be against me, and against my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued." Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to tell David, that David should go up, and raise an altar to the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spoke in the name of the Lord. Ornan turned back and saw the angel, and his 4 sons who were with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. As David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, "Give me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build thereon an altar to the Lord. For the full price shall you give it to me, that the plague may be stayed from the people." Ornan said to David, "Take it, and let my lord the king do which is good in his eyes. Behold, I give you the oxen for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meal offering. I give it all." King David said to Ornan, "No, but I will most assuredly buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is yours for the Lord, nor offer a burnt offering without cost." So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. David built there an altar to the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called on the Lord. And he answered him from the sky by fire on the altar of burnt offering. The Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into its sheath. At that time, When David saw that the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. For the tent of the Lord, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of burnt offering, were at that time in the high place at Gibeon. But David couldn't go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of the Lord.